And covering that for us, a couple announcements here. I didn't get the details, but if you're not aware of it, Johnson Sullivan passed away, and the funeral is going to be Saturday, Harpeth Hills. I don't know any of the details. I don't know if anyone does yet. But I'm sure we'll get that out there. Tommy Johnson's surgery went well. He's at home. And tomorrow, 10 a.m., be doing the Maple Village Bible study. Anyone that's available, you're more than welcome to come. And add a fellow by the name of Bob Seedlock to your prayers. He's in the ICU with pneumonia. Someone that we came into contact with, it's her father. And I told her that the church would pray for him in that situation. So please keep that family in your prayers and others who are sick. We did have a rather large crowd this at 1 o'clock. Yes, sir. Say it one more time, please. Right.
Saturday, Harpeth Hills, visitation 12 to 2:30, and service at 2:30.
All right, Saturday, visitation 12 to 2:30, followed by the funeral, right? Okay. Thank you. I just had a quick thought here based on setting up for Christmas, right? Now, if you're like our family, we set up, or Christy does. I don't do a thing. I put the Christmas tree together. That's my job, and then to fluff it, and I don't do anything else. But it's always the day after Thanksgiving, right? Is that most people, right? No, I see. Oh, okay. Now, Christy would put out the Christmas stuff in August. If that wouldn't be too weird, right? To me, the day after Thanksgiving, yeah, that's okay. I'm okay with that. Usually comes down New Year's Day, that kind of thing. You know, and so you always see online, Facebook and places, you know, the jokes back and forth. You know, when is the right time to start decorating, celebrating for Christmas? And so, you know, some people, which, you know, I don't know how many people do that anymore, you know, like the week of Christmas, and I've even heard some people, like Christmas Eve, they don't set up the Christmas tree until Christmas Eve. Which I guess I'd be okay with, but anyways, I was thinking about, you know, when's the right time to do it? Or when's the right time to do it? Well, the right time to do it is whenever you want, right? That's the answer. And so I was kind of thinking about that, and, you know, it's just whenever you want to, right? However, there's a lot of actions in our lives that require a much more urgent response, right? Things that for some reason we have a tendency to put off just for the right time. You know, just a little bit longer. I'll take it just a little bit longer, you know. Things that you need to do at your house, little things, you know, just, I'll get it done someday, right? You know, but, you know, such reasoning kind of tends to result in this perpetual procrastination, right? And we never seem to get them accomplished. For instance, now we're talking spiritual. You know, when is the right time to apologize for hurting someone? Matthew 5:23-24. Right? Jesus says, if you're bringing your altar before God, you know you got a problem with your brother, leave that gift right there. Go get reconciled to your brother, then take care of that. Right? When's the right time to use kind words? Ephesians 2 and verse 9. When's the right time to be a peacemaker instead of a pot stirrer? Right? Matthew 7 verse 12, we call the golden rule. Right, do unto others as you'd have them do it. You know, when's the right time for that? When's the right time to tell someone that you love them? All right, Romans 13 and verse 8. Don't owe anyone anything except for love. When's the right time to get rid of sinful and harmful habits? Proverbs 28 and verse 13. You know, you do what's right in the eyes of God to get that mercy we need. And then finally, when's the right time to give full control of your life to God? Right, Ananias with Saul, Acts 22 and verse 16. Why are you waiting? Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So the answer to all the above right here is right now. Now is the time to do the right thing. You know, I think it's safe to say that most of us have one or two situations or something like that that it needs to be dealt with immediately. Right? We have to stop pushing it off for a more convenient time. Why do we put those things off? Well, many times we're scared. Maybe it's pride, right? Just that stubborn pride. Only you can answer that between you and God, and hopefully we'll answer that honestly. But more importantly, I hope we can all understand that the time is now to do what we need to do. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, behold, now is the day of your salvation, right? Don't put it off. So is there something that you have been putting off that you need to take care of right now? Obeying the gospel, repenting of sin, right? If it's something of a public nature, bring it before the church. If it's of the private nature, go to God right now and take care of that. Stop putting those things off. A brother or sister you're in conflict with, a family member, whatever. Right? Remember who you are. Remember what you're called to be in Christ and take care of that right now. So if you have a need this evening that we can help you with, don't put it off. Please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.